It is a Patriots Friday as the Patriots get ready to travel west and take on the 49ers on Sunday. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And we will be back after the weekend on Monday with Boomer Esiason on this show. And Gerard Mayo, I assume, Gerard told us that even though they're getting back late, he's going to be ready to go Monday at Gillette. So I assume we'll be at Gillette Stadium on Monday for a Patriots Monday.
You got that, Wiggs?
Yeah, Wiggy. Yep. Yeah, I remember.
I'm going to send out a text message Sunday night.
Yeah, I was glad you made it properly to Foxwoods, and that was fine. And we had a great time down there yesterday. So thanks to Echo Store and everybody for hosting us. And
that dinner was very good on,
you enjoyed
on
the
Wednesday
dinner
night.
At
yeah.
Altastrada? Yeah,
yeah, we only did like apps, shared apps, yeah, but I would
great.
Go back.
It was great. I also want to thank quickly the Broadway Restaurant Group, which selected the Greg Hill Foundation, speaking of golf tournaments, selected the Greg Hill Foundation as the beneficiary for their golf tournament, which they had yesterday. So I was double booked. I couldn't be there, but Breece Hill handled it in my absence, and I think they raised nearly $30,000 for the foundation yesterday. So,
and speaking of the foundation, there is an event coming up that we should plug.
What?
The Halloween Bash.
Oh, yes.
For Halloween, October 31st. Wiggy, it is right up your alley.
Yeah, it is. We are, for the first time, doing a Halloween party. I believe they have designated it Halloween. And
oh, good.
I want to thank the presenting sponsor, Ghost Tequila, which is Courtney's
awesome.
Go-to,
yep,
repeatedly, of a spicy nature.
Yep.
You love the spicy margs.
I do.
And so tickets are $35.
Yes,
something like that.
$35 at Moxie's.
It's at Moxie's in the Seaport.
It's going to be
sell
awesome.
Out. It's Wiggy will be there in costume, and I will be there in costume.
I will be there in costume.
I've had apparently one of those couple costume things that are chosen for you.
Oh. What are
I'm not, candy in costume.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's not. It's a joke at my expense.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't.
Mm. Are we going? Is it like a sexy costume or funny?
Look at the subject.
Now it's time to really start preparing for your costume.
Yeah.
Well, when's this? When's the date for this party?
On Halloween.
Okay.
Greg, has anybody ever told you that you're masochistic?
What do you mean?
That you do things intentionally for self-harm.
Yeah, but I like to create laughs at my expense for others.
No, I mean this world that you've currently created where you have a roommate now and decisions are being made on your behalf.
It's really, sometimes it's easier, Curtis.
Oh, believe me, I know. I'm just saying that you're lamenting a life you chose.
I just don't know about the couple's costume thing. Like,
it's always a good thing. A couple's
you and
costume.
Bullet? Or?
It's not me and Bullet.
Oh.
It's me and Lindsay. And
are you going as Fred Flintstone?
Fred Flintstone? And she's Wilma?
Yeah.
That's actually a good one.
And yep. And Bullet is Dino. Or is it Dino? It's Dino, right?
Yes.
The dinosaur?
Yes.
I've had enough Dino in my life. Thank you.
Yeah.
I might do a Harry Potter theme.
Really?
Yeah.
Wiggy's going to make fun of you.
I don't care.
That's Halloween. I give you a pass for
thank
doing
you.
That.
Thank you.
Oh.
We have a lot of events coming up foundation-wise and a lot that's going on. So, but you had a couple news stories left?
I did. Brett Favre is thanking fans for their support after his announcement that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's. Here's Favre on social media.
Hey, it's Brett. I just want to thank everyone for your support after the news that I had Parkinson's when I was tested by him at Congress. Unbelievable show of support, and I want you to know I truly appreciate it. Hopefully this will shed some light on concussions and head trauma and also Parkinson's. There's a lot of people that are out there with it. It can happen to anyone at any time. So again, thank you for your support. I really appreciate it.
When things like this happen, do you get worried?
Yeah, there's always a little bit of a concern that, you know, whether you see guys like Steve Gleason or Kevin Turner, who used to play for the Patriots. But then you look at, right, there's so many guys that have played that might not have those issues. And like Parkinson, that's why I asked, isn't that the Michael J. Fox? Isn't that what he has?
Yeah.
So I mean,
I didn't know that concussions were connected to Parkinson's.
It seems like concussions in today's world nowadays, what people tell you, they're connected to everything. I try not to think about it. You know, I just try to say, you know, if that's something that is going to happen to you, you got no control of it. Because think about all that. I mean, how many thousands and thousands and thousands of players have played football that don't have Parkinson's or that don't have...
Not even just football. I mean, concussions.
Yeah, ALS, right? Right? Isn't that what Pete Frady's right had? So, I mean, but yeah, there is always that little bit of thought in the back of your head.
And Asante Samuel, who's very active on Twitter, was tweeting about this and how he's feeling that he has had some remnants of CTE in his life. So... I think it'll be interesting, but the way the NFL is currently being played and conducted, I hope that the days of ex-NFL players suffering will be at least somewhat mitigated.
Yes.
All right, we have a new segment that we're going to do during the news. Would you eat it?
Yeah.
And this one is a New York restaurant. It's called Bird Box. It opened in July.
Bird Box.
What's funny about that? Yeah.
The name.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Bird Box.
Okay.
Just ignore him.
Okay. It's led by two Michelin star chefs.
Michelin.
Yes. They own a restaurant out in San Francisco called Bird Song. And their go-to signature item is Claude the Claw. It's a fried chicken sandwich. Mitch has a photo of it that has the full chicken leg still attached.
Oh.
Food influencers are loving it. They're saying that it's delicious. This is not for me.
Mm-hmm. Pass.
Yeah, big pass.
Shine, you would pass just because of the claw in it?
Yeah, I can't
do that. The talon, if you will?
I'm out. Like, it's one thing if it's just a bone, you know, like on a steak when it's attached to the bone, like T-bone, cool, that's fine. But the whole claw, I'm out. Hard pass.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not eating a chicken sandwich with a bone in it.
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
Yeah, it's fried chicken. No. Who doesn't like fried chicken?
I don't like that.
Yeah,
at all.
I'm with you guys. No thanks.
Really?
God, no.
It's like the turkey leg at the carnival.
Yeah, but that I'd eat. Like, it's just a bone. I'm holding it by the bone. Like, I feel like a barbarian. That's fine.
Also, since the placement of the meat that you're actually eating, since it is attached to the claw, wouldn't this be dark meat as well?
Ooh, thigh meat. Good call.
I'm not a thigh meat person.
Oh, I do love thigh meat, though. Okay, you might be swinging me.
I'm not a thigh meat guy when it comes to a sandwich.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not.
I mean,
wouldn't there be bones like in when you're biting into the seems
right. Nah. You almost have to eat around the bone.
Yeah, you have to pull it out.
It might be a cleaner way to hold the sandwich. Like
but the bread won't stay.
Like you hold hands with the claw,
right.
And then just shove the thing into your mouth. You're not getting the grease all over your hands.
Yeah, well then why put it between bread?
Yeah,
just
make it a chicken leg.
Yeah, just do a chicken leg. I mean,
so put it over rice or something.
The answer from you is no.
No, I
when it
don't.
Comes to would you eat it?
Yeah,
no.
I don't eat that.
No.
I don't eat chicken legs, frog legs, pig's feet.
I would eat it.
No.
You would eat it?
I mean, I've had a fish with the head on it. You ever had a fish with the head on it?
No, I do not like that.
I've had, like, when they give you the full fish and then you get the...
Branzino.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
Courtney, be honest. Did you guys do the chicken dance at the wedding?
No.
Right. You go right around the eyes and the head lips and you eat the fish.
I say just debone it for me, please.
Okay.
By the way, I would just like to defend Courtney for a moment. You came at her when she said Michelin. It is, in fact, Michelin. She's right.
Yeah.
It's Michelin.
No, it's Michelin. Michelin. It's the same Michelin. People that make the tires.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's like the Michelin tires.
Yes, they give out Michelin stars. Yeah, I just wanted to.
Do I have to argue about this and be proven right again?
I was just going to let you continue to pretend like I don't know what I'm talking about.
Spot
but...
on when it came to cod being the catch of the day.
Wrong.
Spot on this morning when it came to the prime rib and the ribeye being different.
So now we need a chef to settle
it's
this.
It's Michelin
one.
Yes. Star.
Yes.
You also said that Rickard was a great hire.
It is. It is Michelin.
Michelin.
No, it is just not.
Well, Michelin.
We need a chef to call in. Chef Nick, hit us up.
This is a relatable conversation.
Do they call,
Michelin star restaurants.
Do they call him the Michelin man? No, it's the Michelin man.
I don't know that its origin. Are you certain?
I'm 100% certain because the stars are based on how far you would drive to get to a certain restaurant.
Ooh.
So 3 stars mean you would travel the globe to get to the restaurant.
Jeez, you're really worked up about this.
No, sorry, I'm sick. It happens.
Thank you for sticking up for me, Sean.
The same people you're right. working, Courtney.
I
got
appreciate you.
Hey, when you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break.
Oh, of course we do.
But we will be right back.